House Committee on Rules and Redistricting, Tuesday, April 17th, 6:30 p.m., Woodburn.
House Committee on Rules and Redistricting and Public Affairs will come to order. And good evening, everyone, and good evening to our crowd. Glad to have you here. We're here for the process of conducting a redistricting hearing tonight. And I'd like to tell you just a little bit about the process. Every 10 years, a new census is carried out in the United States. As a result of that, the state legislature is charged with redrawing the legislative district lines around the state. There are 60 House districts, there are 30 senatorial districts, and 5 congressional districts. And in this process, we go out as a committee around the state taking public testimony on the issue of redistricting. We go into the communities not with the idea of talking much, but listening a lot. And we ask your input on where you think that we should be redrawing the district lines. A couple of things about the overall redrawing. Oregon's population has gone up approximately 20% here in the last decade, and that necessitates the redrawing of lines. A little bit about that. In times past, the legislative House districts, there are 60, have been comprised of 47,000 people. Well, now the House districts are up to 57,000 people. And so the target population for every one of the 60 House districts here in the state needs to be 57,023 people. The Senate districts are now up to 114,047. The congressional districts are now required to have 684,280 people. Now, I hope you've all picked up the handout tonight, and that will give you an idea of what is going on in these districts around you. On the back of the facing page, you will see a local map that will give the district numbers, and it will also, over on the right border, show you how many people currently live in these districts. So with the House districts required to have 57,000 people, you'll notice that some of the districts are going to have to grow to pick up population. Others are going to have to shrink to rid themselves of excess population. That, by necessity, requires that the district lines be changed. A couple of other things about your handout. There are some laws that we have to abide by in the redrawing of the legislative districts. And you'll see that on the facing page of the second sheet. That's better known as Oregon Revised Statute, or ORS 188.010, and you will see all the things listed there as the guidelines that we have to go by to redraw these lines. So those are the rules of the road for us. Every Wednesday in the House of Representatives, our Rules Committee meeting, we take public testimony on redistricting, and every Thursday, the Senate Rules Committee does the same, and you will see those opportunities for you to testify on the top of the page. Just under that, we'll show the remaining hearings that we have on the road. We have this one tonight, of course, and then there is a meeting April 20th in Pendleton, April 24th in Corvallis. We've completed many, many hearings out of the building here over the course of the last 2 to 3 weeks, covering nearly all sectors of the state. For those who cannot be here tonight, we're happy to take your input on the redrawing of lines through our interactive website on the Internet. And under Oregon Legislature, you will find us there. The legislative webpage address is in the middle of the back page. And also, you can send written correspondence to Marjorie Taylor, Committee Services, 900 Court Street, Northeast, Room 334, Salem, 97310. Make that 97310, isn't it? We're missing a digit there. 301, 97301. All right. Now, we have an interpreter this evening in case any of you would like to avail yourself of that service, and I will have her introduce herself and just address the crowd, please. Thank you. We do have a sign-up sheet for testimony this evening. I have that here. There probably is another back there. But if anyone is overcome by the desire to testify here before we're done and you haven't signed up, we'll give you plenty of time to do that. So far this evening, I have one individual signed up, and that would be Anthony. And Anthony, if you would come forward, please. We're in the process of building a public record here, so I'll ask Anthony to introduce himself for the record tonight, and anyone who chooses to testify, if you would follow suit, we'd appreciate that, and welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. City of Woodbury, I guess we're hosting this. I don't know if we have a representative here, but I guess I can do that too, because I'm on the school board, so maybe I can help Steve with that as well. My name is Anthony Velli, and I am a resident of the city here of Woodburn. My family is, I'm third generation in this community. One of my children is here today. She's only a few weeks old. She's a fourth generation here in the city of Woodburn. So we have been long standing. Our county's been here for quite some time now. And we really have a really invested interest in this city and the state of Oregon. And so what I'm here today is to talk to you to represent not only myself as a community member in the city of Woodburn, but also an organization which Guy helped co-found two years ago called the Oregon Latino Voter Registration Education Project. Basically what that organization is, and you probably might have heard of it, it's a nonpartisan voter registration education organization. And basically, our goal is to educate, register, and get out to vote Oregonians, specifically targeting the Latino Hispanic community. Over the last 8 years, first year we did voter registration, we registered 1,000 new voters in Oregon, predominantly all Latino. Over the last 8 years, we've surpassed 16,000 Oregonians, so those are new registered voters. So we really take pride in that and in our work that we've done here in Oregon. Our first campaign, we are part of a national organization, which is the U.S. Hispanic Leadership Institute, and they are one of the two largest voter registration, nonpartisan voter registration education organizations in the country. So we're just kind of like an affiliate of that organization. We've had several campaigns. Voter registration campaigns. We were part of the work with the Secretary of State in a document called Votando en Oregon, which is a Spanish translation of an English document, which helps educate voters. We've done a lot of voter registration across from Salem to Oregon to Ontario, to Hood River to Hillsborough, and that's basically what we do. It's all grassroots. I think we've made a great impact. I think we've become, in this last election, we considered with the 6,000 voters that we registered this summer, we could be one of the swing votes that turned the presidential election, because it was such a narrow race. We work with the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. We have networks all across the state of Oregon, from the support from the Secretary of State and the Governor's Office, all the way down to local communities like here in Woodburn. But I wanted to talk to you today about something that we've all heard about, the census and demographics, and how that's impacting our community. At a national level, the Latino Hispanic community has ballooned over 60% in the last decade. That's over 35 million people nationwide, which basically I think we're about 12.5% of the total population here in the United States. And as we know, very young population and growing. Woodburn is kind of a reflection of that growth. Here in North Marion County, we've had over 7,800 more Hispanic community members to this area over the last 10 years. One of our communities just south of here, Jervis, their population now, total population, Hispanic Latinos comprise over 55% of the total population. And here in Woodburn, we have actually are the majority now too in this city, which over 50%. What does all that mean? That means, that means that there's an opportunity to be more inclusive with all community or all Oregonians here. What that means is that the voice is getting a little bit louder and louder and louder, not only here in Woodburn, but all across the great state of Oregon and all across this country. And when I mean loud, I don't mean the shouting. I just mean that there's kind of going to be more people talking, which raises the tone of our conversations and the loudness of it. And really what I hope that we can do is work together and not dilute that voice, but include that voice. Redistricting, as I know, is not a biased process. So what we're asking is that it is an inclusive process and a fair process, and that the Oregon Latino Voter Registration Education Project can be part of that. So I today am committing to you to participate in this in whichever way you see fit to help this process, specifically in the Latino community with possibly language barriers, being from here, but not limited to, I have to tell you that. Because though I am Latino, I am an Oregonian as well. And I wanted to make sure that that's clear, that I have just as much vested interest in this state as every one of you, because I plan not only having 4 generations, but 5, 6, and 7, and 8 generations in the state of Oregon. And we hope that we can be more part of the process. Our hope is that our population is not diluted within this process. We know that when Representative Wilson has just mentioned that we're going to have to pay and add different districts, so we hope that our community is not diluted, and that the committee works diligently to make sure that doesn't happen. Also want to mention, and I think everybody's well aware of the Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and talks about just that, what I had mentioned, that we need to pay special attention to minority groups that are in predominant majority communities, and that there is no solution. So I know that we can get into that probably later at some time in the future. And I have information on that if you're interested in seeing that. Though I am only one voice, I think that being a school board member, I kind of can echo voices of a lot of people that probably aren't here today. There is a great interest. The community is very, very diverse and it's changing. And I think I'm a reflection of that change. That change is maybe more of a bridge instead of a wall. I feel that I'm more of a bridge into all communities, Latino and non-Latino. And I hope that today that I'm conveying that we do want to be part of the process. We do want to be part of the solution. And that I think that the more diversity we have in the challenges that the state of Oregon, whether it's energy crisis, it can be anything in the environmental issues, transportation issues, that we definitely want to be part of that. And I know this is just the start. 10 years ago, I was not in a position to probably be too much of an advocate. 10 years ago, you know, I was just in my early 20s. But now I think I'm, again, evolved educationally, professionally, ready to get rolling with my sleeves up and get to work and to make this state and the city and the community a better place for all of us. So I want to actually thank you, one person, for actually changing the time of these meetings. Because I understand that they were going to be, they were held in the afternoon. And Woodburn being a working class community, that's not really realistic for anybody to really be able to attend these meetings. So I want to thank each and every one of you for that, who was in charge of that. And hopefully the roof won't cave in during my testimony. But for that, because I think when we talk about being inclusive, that is a step in the right direction about being inclusive. Being a school board member, it wouldn't make much sense to have a school board meeting during the day. I'd probably be talking to we'd be talking to each other, the 5 board and the other school board members that we have there. So that's definitely a step in the right direction for whoever you are. So I want to thank you for that. I also want to thank you for coming to Woodburn, for being one of the cities that you decided to have this. It's really important here to be here. I think the presence says a lot, the interest that you take in our community and our district. And I know that I hope that I can echo that thank you from our community. And I'd also like to thank again the city of Woodburn for having you here. I'm not sure there's anybody here representing that community, the city of Woodburn, but I want to thank them publicly for giving us the opportunity. And again, that's basically what I wanted to say, is that we want to give our support. There's other members of this organization that can help with this process across the state of Oregon, and we just want to be able to have more of an inclusive process.
So, Mr. Valise, thank you for your testimony. I want to let you know that if there's any written material you'd like to give to us to have that become part of the record, we'd love to take that from you. Be sure to work through your representative here in this process. And do be in contact with us any way you choose, either through testimony in Salem when we bring it back into the building prior to the finishing of the plan, or email through our website. If you'd like to hear what you have to say and your specific suggestions about the drawing of this area, so we appreciate that. Let me ask if there are any questions from the committee.
Mr.
Representative Mark.
Actually, I was thinking, Mr. Chair, we might want to introduce ourselves, too.
We'll do that.
Yeah, you just
do that. We certainly will. Thank you.
One more comment, real quickly, since we haven't actually, our organization is sponsoring a meeting there in the state capitol on Saturday, March 28th, between 10 and 2, and we're bringing some of our national affiliates, some other people from across the state and our country to come in and help educate our community, but then also we'd like to invite each and every one of you to that session. So that's going to be happening on March 28th, Saturday, March 28th.
March.
Sorry, Saturday, April. From 10 to 2, so if any of you can make it, you'll be all receiving something in the next.
Thank you. Any further questions? Again, thank you very much for your testimony. Thanks for your participation. Let's take it from Representative March here. Let's take a moment to introduce ourselves, and let's begin with Representative Doyle, who is just seating himself here. Representative Doyle, if you would introduce yourself, and we'll work this direction.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm Dan Doyle. I'm Representative House District 30, which is Southern Marion County. Covers states of Liberty and Parks Trail.
I'm Representative Bill Gerard from District 53, which is Klamath Falls and Southern Klamath County.
Representative Bill Gerard, District 38. This is my hometown and my home district. I live right over here. It goes all the way to Sheridan and the other side of Mount Angel. Glad to be here tonight.
Rock Spire, Senate District 15, also my district, which comprises West District and District 28, which is the 5th district, so happy you came out to see you.
Richard Dillon, State Representative, House District 24, which is almost all of Lake of Sligo and about two-thirds of the city of Swamish.
I'm Carl Wilson from District 49, that's Grant Pass and Cave Junction, Florida.
I'm Kitty Smith, House District 28, which is Malala, and the Canyon Canyon in Detroit.
I'm Representative Steve Mark, House District 15, and it's in the center of Portland.
Thank you. I have no one else who has signed up to testify, and so at this point I'll be happy to put out a blanket invitation for any of you who would like to get up and testify. You see, it's easily done and much appreciated. Thank you. You will give your name for the record, please.
2197 Community Bank. I'm pleased to announce that three of us here are fire
It's based on raw population, the number of people actually in the district.
No more restrictions or qualifications whatsoever other than being alive.
That is correct. Thank you. Any further testimony? What I think we'll do is, and we have done this on occasion, and that is that we will recess just for a bit to allow for any late arrivals. We do go through a pretty strong effort in getting everything together, marshaling all the boards to get to these occasions. And so when we do run out of testimony and some of these, we'd like to go into about a 10-minute recess just to try to get any additional testimony that may be available here. So we'll do that for the moment. We'll recess. We'll be back in 10 minutes to finish up the testimony. Okay. That committee will come back to order. We want to offer those in the crowd an opportunity to testify. We do operate off the sign-up sheet, but we have exhausted the names on the sign-up sheet. So if anyone would like to come forward and testify as we finish up this evening, your testimony will be gladly received. Please step up and give your name for the record. Become part of history.
Bien, bien, muy bien, muy bien. I'm very new for my home. And I'm with Oregon State University's Extension Program. That's the job I have now as a Latino Outreach Coordinator. But I'm a retiree, a disabled vet, from the Oregon Army National Guard, 24 years. So with that comes the experience in the community. And that's what I'm taking, a community perspective. And when we talk about the Latino Army, I have to look back on my years of service. Because being on the National Guard, we work for this country. And part of the job that I have in the Guard is a soldier. So I live in Southern Oregon, Eastern Oregon, and Western Oregon. And I've been all through Oregon looking at the Latino community. As I come along that continuum in my years of service, at the moment of service, I see the Latino community growing by leaps and bounds. There's something that I see a community that has a rich cultural heritage that is striving so hard to be American, to fit in that American piece of pie that we call America. And see that, like in some communities, their voice is sometimes not heard. And that's the church. As a soldier, mine was to fight for America. And that meant everyone in America. Every single one. Today, I'm a Black person for the state. And people say, well, you're not Black. Why are you a Black person? There was a need. I think that sometimes we forget that as Americans, we should not be focusing on color, but focusing on issues and needs in our community. And as a Latina, and raising our children here. Not only are they first generation Oregonians, but now comes the second class of my grandchildren who are Oregonians. I want them to be able to one day let them have the same opportunity as every other American to strive for that piece of pie, whatever it is they want to call the piece of pie here in America. And so when we look at this redistricting, I know that there should be preference shown. And that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that you have it within your power to be able to look across the community and bridge it so that every citizen here in this community has an equal voice and equal access. And I thank you for this opportunity to come here tonight to be able to address this, because this is an issue that's near and dear to my heart as a Latina, as a mujer, a woman, and also as a mother and grandmother. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Thank you. Questions from the committee? You'd like to... Representative Nelson, before your question, would you introduce yourself? You're the one who is the new arrival here.
Because I was laid out of committee, Mr. Chair, regretfully.
No problem.
I appreciate exactly what you have to say and have said to us, and I respect it very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. You can have that. You've got that.
I want to thank you, Sue, for your part of broadcasting this evening, too. We appreciate that very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. We have a great time. Thank you.
Do we have a question down here? Oh, Representative Doyle.
No.
What did you just say?
Oh, I didn't introduce myself ever after.
Okay, we accomplished that. Thank you. All right. I appreciate very much your testimony.
Did I say who I was?
Would you please do that?
Yes, Representative Johnny Nelson from District 49 in Yandere County.
All right, well, thank you for coming tonight. Appreciate that. All right, anyone else to testify? All right, well, thank you for your participation. Again, feel free to contact us subsequent to this meeting. You can find out how to do that on the back.
You're not drinking, so I'm not holding any water.
Please, sir.